Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Empty Nest by Jared Walker is a short illustrated picture book that uses the perspective of two ducks to explore infertility, grief, and the fragile hope that accompanies the desire to become parents. Published in English and presented in a gentle, symbolic style, the book is less concerned with factual explanation than with emotional recognition. Its central purpose is to make an often private and isolating experience feel visible through a simple narrative and expressive illustrations. Rather than offering medical information or practical treatment advice, it focuses on the inner life of waiting, disappointment, love, and resilience. Because of that, the book functions as both a literary metaphor and an empathetic support text. It is especially relevant to readers who have experienced infertility themselves, as well as to partners, friends, and family members who want a clearer sense of the emotional weight carried by those affected. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, infertility is translated into a gentle animal metaphor. The book's most distinctive feature is its use of ducks as stand-ins for a couple hoping to start a family. This choice softens the presentation enough to make the subject approachable, yet the emotional meaning remains direct. The metaphor allows the story to address infertility without clinical language, which can sometimes feel distant or impersonal. By placing the experience in a familiar pond setting, the book turns an intensely personal struggle into a universally readable scene. That strategy matters because infertility often involves feelings that are difficult to say plainly: disappointment, shame, expectation, and unresolved hope. The duck couple becomes a symbol for readers who may not want a literal or explanatory account but do want their experience reflected back in recognizable form. In this way, the metaphor does not dilute the subject. Instead, it gives the story room to communicate vulnerability in a way that is emotionally accessible and visually clear. Secondly, waiting and unfulfilled hope are the emotional center of the narrative. The story is built around the act of waiting, which is one of the most defining aspects of infertility for many people. The ducks build a nest and hope for eggs, but the hope for outcome does not arrive. This structure captures the way infertility can reorganize time around anticipation, repeated cycles of expectation, and disappointment. The emotional force of the book comes from showing that grief is not always dramatic or sudden. It can be quiet, repetitive, and tied to ordinary moments. By emphasizing waiting rather than resolution, the book reflects a reality that many infertility narratives overlook. There's no quick fix, no neat conclusion, and no simple recovery arc. Instead, the book presents hope as something that persists even when it remains unanswered. That makes the narrative valuable because it respects the emotional complexity of longing without forcing closure. Readers are invited to recognize that endurance itself can be meaningful, even when the desired result does not happen. Thirdly, the book validates grief that is often private and unspoken. A major strength of The Empty Nest is its attention to emotional experiences that are frequently hidden from public view. Infertility can produce grief that is real, but not always socially acknowledged, and the book addresses that silence with restraint and empathy. The duck's sorrow is shown as raw and quiet rather than exaggerated, which mirrors how many people actually experience reproductive loss internally, repeatedly, and sometimes without language. This makes the book useful not just as a story, but as a form of recognition. Readers who have struggled with infertility may see their own unspoken thoughts reflected in the narrative, while others can gain a better understanding of why the experience can feel so isolating. The emotional accuracy noted in reader feedback suggests that the book succeeds because it does not try to explain away pain. Instead, it legitimizes the sadness, frustration, and uncertainty that accompany failed attempts to build a family. That validation is one of the book's most practical contributions. Fourthly, illustration and simplicity carry the emotional weight. As an illustrated book, The Empty Nest depends on visual storytelling as much as on text. The modest length in picture book format suggests that the illustrations are not decorative additions, but part of how meaning is delivered. In a subject like infertility, visual restraint can be more effective than detailed exposition because it allows emotion to emerge gradually and indirectly. The simplicity of the format also supports accessibility. No, readers do not need specialized knowledge to understand the central conflict, and the images can communicate mood, absence, and tenderness without heavy explanation. This makes the book suitable for a wider audience, including younger readers or adults who may prefer a brief, approachable entry point into a difficult topic. The combination of concise narrative and imagery also gives the story a reflective quality. It invites pause, making the emotional experience feel contemplative rather than instructional. In that sense, the form of the book reinforces its theme: some forms of grief are best expressed through small, careful gestures rather than elaborate argument. Lastly, It serves as a bridge for both affected readers and their support networks. The Empty Nest is not limited to readers who have personally experienced infertility, although they are an important audience. It also has value for partners, relatives, and friends who want to understand the emotional reality behind a struggle that may otherwise appear invisible from the outside. This bridging function is one of the book's strongest practical uses. Instead of presenting fertility as a medical issue alone, it frames the experience as a relationship-centered loss that affects identity, hope, and shared life plans. That makes it useful in conversations where empathy is needed, but direct language is hard to find. For affected readers, the book can offer comfort through recognition. For others, it can provide perspective and a way to approach the topic more carefully. Because it avoids clinical detail, it is less about treatment and more about emotional comprehension. That positioning helps it stand out among books on infertility. Since it offers not solutions but understanding, and in doing so, it addresses a gap that many practical or medical titles do not fill. In conclusion, The Empty Nest should be read by people navigating infertility, by partners who want to better understand what that experience feels like, and by friends or family members who want to respond with more empathy. Its main value lies in emotional recognition rather than instruction. Readers looking for medical guidance, fertility treatment strategies, or data-driven discussion will not find that here, but they will find a careful portrayal of grief, hope, and endurance. The book stands out in its category because it uses a quiet, illustrated metaphor instead of direct explanation, making a difficult subject approachable without minimizing it. That choice gives the story unusual clarity. It communicates absence and longing in a form that feels simple, yet it lands with emotional precision. Compared with many infertility books that focus on diagnosis, coping methods, or advocacy, this one offers something narrower but deeply meaningful. It helps readers name an experience that is often private, and it does so with tenderness, restraint, and visual simplicity. If you would like to support Jared Walker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.